and welcome to Connected Roots, Educational Insights for a Better World. This podcast is a collective effort brought to you by the Humane Education Coalition. Connected Roots features inspiring interviews and stories from experts in the field of humane education. I'm your host, Megan Moon, president and founder of the Coalition. We are a global alliance for collective impact. We collaborate with partners in the human rights, environmental ethics, and animal protection sectors to achieve common goals and support their work. You can learn more at hecoalition.org. On episode 14, I'm excited to welcome Nikki Wetzelberger, Community Outreach Director at Day's End Farm Horse Rescue. For 30 years, Day's End has been rescuing and rehabilitating horses throughout Maryland and the United States. Their mission is not only to rescue and rehabilitate suffering horses, but to prevent abuse and neglect through education and community outreach. Day's End offers a wide variety of educational programs and internships, providing opportunities for experiential learning. Day's End also shares online resources for learning about equine welfare, rescue, and rehabilitation. Nikki, thank you so much for joining me on Connected Roots.
Thank you so much, Megan. It's my pleasure to have an opportunity to talk with you.
Excellent. So tell me about Day's End, maybe a little about the history of the organization and how it began rescuing horses.
So Day's End, we have a really rich history. I'm so proud to be a part of this organization. And this year we're actually celebrating our 30th year, which is something we are so proud about. 1889, our founder, Kathy Shores Howe, began with one horse. And this is a theme that I always go back to every day when I'm speaking to students and different groups at the farm, that everything that they're going to see, everything I'm telling them, all started because one person wanted to make a difference in the life of one horse. And now the impact that she's had can be seen through the thousands of horses we've been able to rehabilitate and adopt into homes, and the thousands of visitors and students and youth and adults that we're able to connect with through the year and teach about our programs and our horses and what we do. So Kathy was an amazing and inspiring woman. And in 1989, she had her horse at a barn and noticed there was another horse, his name was Toby, that wasn't being cared for properly. And so she kind of took over Toby's care, and it, you know, is history from there. One horse, then two horses, and then three. And she was able to build a team of supporters around her that had the same passion and wanted to make a difference in the lives of these equines. And it just kind of went from there.
That's wonderful. I love the idea of one individual having this major impact or ripple effect to make a difference for animals and people. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, you know, the domino effect and how big the organization is now and the impact that we've been able to have in our community and also nationally. And, you know, now we have international interns that are spending time at the farm. And it's really humbling when you think that this is one person, you know, before like the internet really, this is in the 80s, that just wanted to make a difference for solely, you know, selfless reasons, and just help this horse. And from that, you know, this amazing organization, you know, has been able to grow and thrive.
Mm-hmm. So Nikki, let's talk about education. What education programs do you offer at Day's End, and how do you think your work has impacted your community?
So we are very fortunate that we are able to do so much for both horses and also members in our community. So our education programs are something we're so passionate about, and all of our staff members, it's a theme that's woven into all of the jobs at Day's End, from our barn assistants that are working every day with volunteers and taking teaching moments at every opportunity, to our staff members that are working, you know, with office interns or office volunteers, and again, teaching at every opportunity. So it's definitely woven into just the backbone of the organization and who we are. And the impact we're able to have in our community is something that we're super proud of. So we have programs that educate youth and allow youth to come on site and the opportunity to be hands-on with these amazing animals and learn firsthand from them. And then we also have a lot of opportunities for adults to come on site. We host equus coaching classes throughout the year and gives adults an opportunity to see how horses mirror our own emotions, especially when you're in the workforce and managing staff and things. And we can look to the horse as a teacher for how we interact with people. And then we also offer opportunities for animal welfare professionals to come on site and be further educated about various neglect, abuse issues that are ongoing, you know, in the U.S. So we're fortunate that we can have an impact in, you know, many different areas, from even beginners, intermediate, and advanced horse handlers as well.
Wow, it sounds so multifaceted. You have so many programs going on. How large is your team at Day's End?
So we are a team of 17 staff members, but our volunteers are really so key to what we do and allow us to reach so many members of our community. We have about 1,200 volunteers a year that come out at some point, and there's a core 300 to 400 that are regular volunteers, you know, weekly, and a number of them are doing a lot in our education department and helping have these programs advancing and reaching more and more audiences.
So what does a day look like in your shoes, Nikki? I'm sure it's a little different every day, but could you give our listeners maybe just a brief idea of what it's like to be a humane educator at Day's End?
I'm so lucky. The job that I have here enables me to really make an impact in the lives of so many. And every day, you know, is really different. So some days I'll start off in the morning in the barn checking in with our team. And we have an intern program that houses interns. Many are college age and aspiring vets or want to go on and have some type of impact in equine welfare moving forward and are coming here for, you know, additional learning opportunities. So, you know, go in and check in with them and see how their day is. Again, checking in with volunteers and, you know, just having those awe moments of watching our younger volunteers interacting with these huge horses and how inspiring that can be. And the trust these horses, you know, put into us and to letting us care for them. So I might be, you know, in the barn helping, you know, volunteer management, interns. And then we have a homeschool class that comes a couple times a month. So I might also help with them. You know, one of their lessons is learning about the digestive system. It's one of my favorites. So they'll learn all about this and responsible feeding programs and ownership. And then they'll also learn to give the horse a bath. So then I might step in and help with those teaching opportunities, which is always, again, brings you back to just being inspired to be able to make an impact in these kids' lives and also, you know, teaching them about responsible ownership and compassion. And then, you know, might finish up with some emails about some programs coming up or registration for our summer camps and less fun things. But as much as I can, I like to try to be out on the farm and seeing our programs working and in action on the farm.
That's great. Like most humane educators, it definitely sounds like every day is a little different.
It really is hard to, you know, in the summer we have a summer camp. So, you know, it's very different. You know, I don't want to be caught anywhere near the front lawn on a Friday when it's water day. but, you know, every day it is very different based on, you know, the programs we have. So we're educating animal control officers. You know, I'm running around making sure that lunch is set up for them and that they have all their materials beforehand, you know, in the classroom, so they have a seamless day of learning in the classroom. And we'll invite guest speakers in, and some high profile speakers in the animal welfare community, and just trying to make sure that day's running smoothly, and that they're able to get as much out of the class as they can, and coordinating that. But then, yeah, on other days, it's down in the barn teaching, you know, someone for the first time how to groom a horse. So it really is all over.
You're doing so much, and it sounds like it is making such an impact. Could you please share a story of your education program's success? Something that has happened in the program that has been really inspiring or meaningful to you as an educator?
I mean, there are definitely a few instances that come to mind, but we do a lot in empowering youth at our farm. So, you know, many animal welfare organizations don't have the policies or the capabilities in place to be able to allow youth to get hands-on and interact with animals for a number of safety reasons. But thankfully, we've been able to set up our programs where volunteers as young as 5 can come on the farm, and they're given jobs and responsibility and helping us care for, you know, over 70 horses at our farm currently. So I really love the feedback received from parents on the difference it's making in these kids' lives, where they come here and we're giving them responsibility and looking at them as an equal and really empowering them to help us care for these horses and make an impact in the lives of all of these equines at our farm. So parents are telling us that their child may have struggled with self-esteem issues and confidence issues in school, but then they're transformed when they come onto our farm because adults are listening to them and giving them jobs and duties to perform that they're also doing. And, you know, we have a mentor program. So volunteers that are regulars here that are really role model volunteers can go into our mentor program and help train up and coming volunteers. And we have a lot of our youth volunteers are outstanding mentors. So it's really impactful when you can have a youth that is mentoring an adult, and it's the adult's first time into the world of horses. And one of our youth, you know, star youth volunteers are training them about safe handling and how to perform various tasks around the farm. And they have the undivided attention of this small group of adults. It goes so far in boosting this youth's self-esteem and confidence. And we've had, you know, that feedback from numerous parents. And we love that we're able to provide so many of our teens and preteens that opportunity just for some personal growth. And then our internship program is something that we're all so proud of. So every year we have about 25 young professionals that are college age that live on the farm for 3 to 4 months at a time and are just immersed in our programs. And they're really working alongside staff, and it's a very much team environment. And they're kind of the first line in helping rehab these horses and doing vital checks around the clock. And a lot of these young professionals are aspiring vets. So they're leaving here with this opportunity and really seeing firsthand what neglect and abuse looks like. And they're able to go on and have huge impacts as vets in their communities. Some of them have gone on to spearhead their own therapy programs using equines and are able to bring a different side and different face to education in their communities and the way they can use horses. And also making sure people are responsible owners and teaching compassion and these humane education themes. I mean, it all kind of started from this experience that they were able to gather at day's end, you know, for the 3 to 4 months they were here. But our interns are coming from all over the U.S. And also coming from parts of Europe and going out, you know, in our international community and really making a difference in the lives of people. The way of educating them about horses and animals and compassion for them, and then also in the way of animal welfare.
It really sounds like your programs are truly full circle and benefit human and non-human animals in many ways. It's wonderful. So as we wrap up here, Nikki, do you have any thoughts to share about horses? Anything you'd like our listeners to understand about these animals and their connection or their relationship to humans?
Yeah, horses really are amazing, majestic, beautiful animals, but they mirror our own emotions. So there's so much that you can learn from horses. And they truly are a companion and a friend. The relationship and bond volunteers and supporters are able to form is so inspiring to watch and to be a part of. And it really keeps all of our staff members feeling energized and passionate about our work in equine welfare and in education, and just so proud about the service we're able to provide our community and the impact we're able to have in the lives of so many of our community members.
Well said. Thank you again, Nikki, for joining me on Connected Roots. The Coalition greatly appreciates our partnership with Days End Farm Horse Rescue, and we look forward to collaborating in lots of exciting ways in the future.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. Thank you for the work you're doing in humane education as well. It's so important, and we're so honored to be a part of this coalition.
Learn more about Days End Farm Horse Rescue by visiting defhr.org. You can also find them on social media at the handle defhr. This concludes our episode of Connected Roots. Thanks for tuning in. Visit or subscribe to our podcast at hecoalition.org/podcast for news, heartfelt stories, educational experiences, and moments of kindness from changemakers around the world. Please also consider sponsoring our podcast. Your sponsorship allows us to continue this educational program for our global network of listeners who rely on the resources we share. Visit hecoalition.org/give for details. Thanks again for listening to Connected Roots, and thank you for all you do to create a more compassionate, just, and sustainable world.